This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. To California now, where the state is giving more workers the right to sue their employers over sexual harassment, discrimination, and wage theft. Yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that outlaws forced arbitration. That's when a company requires workers to give up their right to take their employer to court for violations, instead forcing them into third-party arbitration. The widespread use of these agreements has come under fire as the Me Too movement has gained steam. From our workplace culture desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
30 years ago, requiring an employee to settle disputes in arbitration was incredibly rare. Today, more than half of non-union private sector workers have to sign these deals in order to get or keep a job, says Heidi Shearholtz with the Economic Policy Institute.
It is very common in low-wage workplaces, and it is also more common in industries that are disproportionately composed of women and African-American workers.
Companies say keeping disputes out of court avoids long and costly litigation, but there's another reason, says Jennifer Hasselberger, who once directed arbitration disputes for the Catholic Archdiocese in Minneapolis.
It kept messy employment disputes out of the public eye.
For that reason, the practice has increasingly come under scrutiny for its role in silencing workers and perpetuating a culture of abuse. Research also shows it's more likely to favor businesses and award less money than a court jury.
I think there was really a sense of betrayal because the system is really stacked against the employee.
California joins a growing list of states, including Washington, New York, and Massachusetts, that have attempted to put an end to forced arbitration. But those efforts have faced legal challenges from businesses, and the businesses have been winning, says Deepak Gupta, an attorney who has argued arbitration cases before the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has made it really difficult for the states, or really anyone other than the U.S. Congress, to solve this problem.
Last month, the House of Representatives passed legislation that would ban this type of forced arbitration across the country, but it hasn't been taken up in the Republican-controlled Senate. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.